Hey, did you know you could listen to Super Human Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio, an important show today. Both hours, very, very important for very different reasons. During the first hour, we'll be paying homage to Robert Kennedy. He, as many of you know, he passed April 12th, and we've got two people who knew him, and we'll be discussing his life, his times, his contribution to physical culture during the first hour. During the second hour, one of the hardest men to get to sit still for an hour to do an interview because he's traveling and speaking and lecturing constantly on the merits of melatonin, Dr. Russell Ryder, will be on again. Last time he was on the show was 2009, and a lot has happened. So we will be speaking with the man affectionately known within the anti-aging community as the godfather of the pineal gland, published over 1,000 peer-reviewed studies on the pineal gland, and still going strong, Dr. Russell Ryder, during the second hour. Just want to remind everybody, if you haven't heard already, Muscle Gauge Nutrition, a sponsor of this show, is giving away $600 worth of free product to one lucky winner. The name will be drawn at on the 31st of this month, the end of the month, and announced on the air. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and enter to win $600 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. There's a bunch of stuff you can choose from. Should get you through your entire summer with all your supplements. Okay. We've got two individuals on the phone with us today, all the way from Alaska, Dennis Weiss. How you doing, Dennis?
Very good. Thank you, Carl.
And a little closer into us, bodybuilding royalty himself, Wayne D'Amelio. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm fine. Thank you.
We come today to do this show to discuss the passing of a person who was a great contributor to the sport and the world of physical culture, Robert Kennedy. Many of us didn't even know he was sick until the last hours. Wayne, let's start with you just for a second. How long do you know, or did you know, Bob Kennedy?
I first met Bob in 1979.
Okay, and what was the event? Were you a promoter at that point in time?
Yes, we were doing the second night of champions, and he asked to come down, get press credentials, and cover the event for Muscle Mag.
Okay, and you know what? And maybe we should do this too, Dennis. What were all the publications under the heading of his publishing company?
Wow, there's Muscle Mag International, Reps Magazine, Oxygen for Women, American Curves, and I believe there's a couple other ones. I can't remember what those were. I tended to stay more interested in the hardcore magazines, of course, but I think altogether there was like six magazines.
And really, Oxygen broke the barrier of really into a more mainstream physical fitness type of a world, didn't it, Wayne? Wouldn't you say?
Sure. As the fitness part evolved with the women, where the women didn't want to be women bodybuilders because they were becoming too extreme, and you had these figure competition. First was fitness, but then, you know, a lot of the girls couldn't do the routines, and then figure evolved. You know, a magazine just for that was a need.
Right.
And that's where Oxygen came from, and a lot of the girls got their publicity there. And in a very short time, I mean, Oxygen surpassed Muscle Mag in circulation because one was going up and the other was going down, unfortunately.
Yeah, obviously. And again, the effect of the more mainstream. Now, Dennis, you authored a book more recently. What other works have you done with Bob? How did you come to know him, first of all?
I came to know Bob about, I guess it was the late 1970s, because we both were writers, and I was writing for Iron Man magazine, and he read Iron Man magazine, and he liked my articles, and we kind of got connected up that way. And about 1980, I had written a second book with Iron Man magazine via Perry Rader called Special Advice to the Bodybuilder, and I sent a copy of that over to Bob at Muscle Mag. And that's kind of how we started getting connected up. And it was kind of interesting because I received a letter from Bob January 28th, 1981, and he said he was shocked that I'd use a cover picture of his on my book. And I kind of got into it a little bit with him and told him that I was kind of out of the mainstream of bodybuilding up here in Ketchikan, Alaska, and that I had no idea what cover was going to be used on the book.
So was he upset from the standpoint of you didn't get permission to use it first?
I think maybe it didn't come across in the letter too much that way. But I think a lot of times that photographers don't get the credit like other authors do. Sometimes it's like you see a paragraph in a book and you go, hey, that dude just plagiarized my stuff, but yet with photographers, pictures will be put in magazines. Denny Walter's a good example. A lot of his photos that are in magazines, people don't give him credit for a lot of times. And so, yeah, I could see where Bob could get a little bit upset. But then again, like I mentioned, I had no way of knowing. I didn't even know the cover was going to be of Chuck Sipes until I received a copy of the book.
Yeah.
What it led into was me writing a book with Robert Kennedy a few years later. So
which book was that?
Oh, that was the Mass book. He called me up about 1985, and we always liked to chat on the phone about different personalities in the Iron Game. And he said, you know, Dennis, if you ever want to write a book, let me know. And I hung up the phone and I told my wife, and she said, well, that's his way of saying that he'd like to write a book with you. And I thought, well, okay, so I called him back, and sure enough, and yeah, it was mainstream through Contemporary Books in Chicago.
Wow.
Sold 100,000 plus copies in its lifetime, and was into some like foreign editions as well. So, yeah, great break in the industry of writing for me.
Wayne, was he a great supporter of the different events and venues? Like you said, you were a promoter back then, and obviously in the area of promotion, it's important to get the word out and have people kind of make some noise about your upcoming events. Was Bob always friendly in that area?
Bob was very helpful. Bob always provided us with free advertising. Bob always put little blurbs around the magazine in the way of editorial support. Bob did a photo shoot with an athlete, he would say he's looking to compete at Night of Champions or the Olympia or whatever event. So he was always helpful that way. And to getting back with Bob's books, I believe the first book, and Dennis, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't his first book Hardcore Bodybuilding?
That was one of the mainstream books that he did, Wayne. He actually did some books early on in the early 1970s that was real basic bodybuilding books, and he didn't read about them that much. I think they were around like 1975, but yeah, the Hardcore Bodybuilding was kind of his launching pad.
Let me give you a little story on Hardcore Bodybuilding. When we were planning to do the second Pumping Iron film, and George Butler and Charles Gaines and myself were discussing, okay, what will be the premise, what will be the format of this film, and we came up with the idea of, okay, let's have, you know, the most muscular woman and all the pretty girls, because you got to remember, when we were talking about doing this, it was late 1981, early 1982, the infancy of women's bodybuilding, and George was thinking, you know, he's saying, well, the most muscular woman, you know, we were looking at different women that were competing at that time, and we didn't feel they were extreme enough. And I said, you know, I said, I got this book at home sent to me by Bob Kennedy, Hardcore Bodybuilding, and I said, I think there's a picture of a woman in there, a woman powerlifter. I said, and I think that's exactly what we need for this film. I said, you know, let's meet again tomorrow. I'll bring the book in. So I come out, go home, and I look it up, and there was one little picture of Bev Francis, black and white shot, with a tan bathing suit on. She's doing a most muscular picture, and you got to look twice to make sure, because she had short hair, whether it was a woman and whether she had a bathing suit top on. So I brought the book in to Charles and George. I said, you want the most muscular woman? We just got to make her into a bodybuilder. She's a power. They looked at it, and they go, they thought I was kidding that it was a woman. I said, no. I said, I've heard of this woman. I said, she's supposedly bench presses, you know, 300 pounds and this and that. But it was Bob's book, you know. And we eventually, after a long, you know, when I had a tough time finding Bev, you know, because, you know, wasn't like today with the internet. And a fellow in Pennsylvania that gave me a phone number, a guy by the name of Al Thomas. And I remember the first time I called Bev, I said, hi, is this Bev Francis? She goes, yes. I said, my name is Wayne. I'm from New York. I said, we're interested in putting you in a film. And she thought I was just another crazy guy that was into women. But she hung up on me about four or five times.
She thought you were a schmo, right?
Yeah, exactly. She hung up on me four or five times, and then finally I said, I saw your picture in Bob Kennedy's Hardcore Bodybuilding book. I said, my name is Wayne D'Amelia. And she goes, wait a second, don't you run contests in New York? I said, yes. I said, have you seen Pumping Iron? She goes, yes. I said, George Butler, the producer and director, would like to speak to you. We're doing a woman's bodybuilding thing. And she goes, this is all from seeing me in a book by Bob Kennedy, that little picture, because she knew the picture I was talking about. I said, yes. So, I mean, Bob was, in a way, you know, if Bob didn't put that picture in the book, Bev Francis probably would not be here in America at this time.
Isn't that amazing? Those are the things. Those are the things that, you know, being at the right place, the right time. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. And I've got lots of questions. We're talking this hour with Wayne D'Amelia and Dennis Weiss, and we're talking about the passing, the life and times of Bob Kennedy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Metabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I was talking to Randy Roach in anticipation of this show today. As many of you know, Randy has written Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1 and Volume 2. If you haven't gotten these books already, you're really missing out on the reason that we do what we do day in and day out in the gym. And Randy told me that Dan Lurie once commented about Bob Kennedy. Dan said, I lent a lot of money to a lot of people to get their businesses started. He says, I lent some money to Bob Kennedy when he started his first magazine. He said he's one of the only people ever actually came back and paid me back. And that speaks a lot about a person because, you know, a lot of people ask for help, but when it comes time to repay the debt, they forget you. But Bob was apparently not one of those guys. Let me ask you a question, and whoever feels that they can speak to this the best. Did Bob obviously loved bodybuilding and physical culture. Was he a bodybuilder? Did he ever compete or anything like that? Who wants to take that?
You want to do it first, Wayne?
I don't know if he ever competed. I can't answer it. I know he trained. I've seen pictures of him posing, but I don't know if he ever competed.
I think he competed in some shows when he was over in the UK. Nothing big, of course. And then he'd compete in arm wrestling matches. And
really?
Different things. Yeah, I always told Bob, I said, boy, I'd like to have a go at you sometime just for the arm wrestling, because I like to arm wrestle myself. It's one of the only things you can do where you don't have to lug around 500 pounds of weights, and people really appreciate that type of strength, but we never got to do that. So.
Do you know if he was good at it? I mean, was he a good arm wrestler? Did he win competitions and stuff?
He wasn't a Mac Bachelor or you know, a world champion or anything, but he did pretty good, I guess, from what he told me.
So he definitely did train, huh, Wayne? He trained religiously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he trained, and you could find quite a few photographs of him posing, you know, when he was younger, you know. And, you know, as the years went by and, you know, the rigors of running a business takes away your time to train, and you know, the last couple of years, you know, he had a little bit of physical problems with the skin cancer. Nobody knew it was as severe as it was. But, you know, he would try to stay in shape. But Bob, you know, had the body type. You know, he was a trim fellow to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it was, you know, he just watched what he ate, and he stayed in pretty good condition. You never saw Bob heavy or anything like that.
I wish I could ask the next question directly to him. Anyone know what inspired him? Where? How did he get the bug for physical culture? Anybody ever hear any stories? Did he tell you any stories, intimate anything to you, Dennis, when you guys talked years ago?
Not when he was young. Like, if somebody was to ask me why I got started, it was because I got bullied when I was in high school, and I didn't like getting bullied, and I didn't like having to run from school all the way to the house, but no, I never really talked to him about anything like that. We'd always be talking more about Rachel McLeish and people like that, so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so. In fact, that was one of the last photo shoots he did was with Rachel recently.
Really? How long ago was that?
November, December.
Wow, so really recently. Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he went out and did it in California, and they shot her, I believe, in her backyard by the pool, and he was out there with his wife, and they spent a couple of days with Rachel and her husband. And that photo shoot, it was supposed to be for Oxygen. It hasn't even appeared yet.
But before I want to talk to you guys about where do you see his empire going, but you two guys knew him pretty well, and you knew him for a long time. One of the things that strikes me is everybody I talk to about him tells me that he was always so concerned and considerate. Dennis, I know Dennis was actually doing a series on my show when he got sick. What happened to you, Dennis? I always forget what happened to you. You got pretty sick.
Well, no, I had a pancreatic attack and a gallbladder attack all at the same time.
Right. And we were supposed to do a three-part or four-part series. We did two, and then for the other two, you were gone, literally. I mean, no one could reach you, and then I found out months later that you were sick. And when I asked you earlier how you were, you intimated to me and said, you know, it's a funny thing. As sick as Bob was, he always called me every week. And then I shared that story with Wayne. He said he did that with me for 14 years. The guy had an unbelievable ability to connect with people, didn't he?
Definitely. Yeah, he'd always put other people first. And it was always amazing that way because as famous as he was, he gave a lot of people a chance in the industry to make a name for themselves.
What about that, Wayne? He contacted you for 14. What was up? What was going on? And he was contacting you to see how you were.
I got prostate cancer in 1998. And, he knew how severe it was. And he didn't call me weekly. He called me monthly. In fact, our last long conversation was in January before he was ill. It was late January, and he was checking on me, and I was even though they took my prostate out in January of 99, and I was clean or in remission, whatever words you want to use, until 2007, because my numbers were so high when I was diagnosed, they thought it would come back sooner than it did. And I've been on the roller coaster up and down with it the past 5 years. So he knew that I was on hormonal therapy, because what they do is they kill your testosterone because...
Yeah, it's called androgen deprivation therapy. And it's quite arcane, and it's very, very difficult for men. It's it really has its own separate side effects sometimes that makes you think to yourself, I wonder what's worse, battling the cancer or battling the side effects.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, no, I know. I've done shows on it. Actually, 3 years ago, I had a Dr. Paul Godley on, who wrote a position paper for the American Cancer, the Journal of the American Cancer Society, and they had done a meta-analysis of 300-something studies, and they came out and took a position and said to physicians, look, androgens are not the reason for prostate cancer, so stop using androgen deprivation therapy. However, the news didn't get out to the medical orthodoxy, and doctors are still doing it. It's terrible torture for a man. It really, really is. So.
But the thing is, it does work. I mean, they could say it doesn't, but I mean...
It works for the wrong reason, but what he pointed out was there was a greater correlation between the suppression of sex hormone binding globulin and BPH and full-blown prostate cancer than there was for its relationship between testosterone, DHT, and DHEA, and the secondary causes were estrone. So it would be wiser for them to suppress estrone and elevate SHBG to treat prostate cancer, but no one got the message. I'm telling you, it's just frustrating to me when I hear that people are still treated that way. But you're right. It does work. There's no doubt about it. But
well, I mean, in my own case, and Bob knew about this, in February 2011, a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago, I remember I was, my PSA jumped. Now, I don't have a prostate, so my PSA should be 0.001.
Right.
Okay. And, but, you know, I was around 1.0, 1.5, and I go for a blood test every 3 months. For some reason, it jumped up to 7.2. And I remember they called me on, it was President's Day, and the doctors, my oncologist and urologist, came in on that day, and they said, we got to see you right away. This blood test came in, and 7.2, we got a problem. We got to get it down quick. And I remember a couple of days later, I was explaining to Bob, I said, they put me on a new kind of drug. Instead of the Lupron, they put me on something called Firmagon.
Right.
And Firmagon, they shoot right into your stomach. And it was very painful when they shot it in. And then they said to me, do you have to go anywhere today? It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, well, I said, I've got to go food shopping. This and do it now. I said, why? He says, because first the injection sites, because they gave two injections, each 120 milligrams of the Firmagon, will swell up. You'll get like little mountains on each side of your stomach, and they'll be very painful. And then in about 4 to 6 hours, your entire stomach will swell.
Oh, my own.
And it'll be like you're 7, 8 months pregnant, and you'll be in tremendous pain. You know, and they gave me painkillers, this and that, if I needed it. And for the next 3, 4 days, I remember telling this to Bob, you know, and he was saying, well, we should do an article on this or something. I said, no. You know, I couldn't even take a shower because the water drops hitting my stomach was too painful.
Wow.
And but the Firmagon got the PSA down quickly.
Yeah.
Because that cut it off. When you go on Lupron, when you first go on it for the first week or two, your testosterone is jacked, goes up, and
right.
Then you come down.
Yeah, because what it is it's a long-acting gonadotropin-releasing hormone. So what it basically does is it exhausts the pituitary, and the pituitary can produce no more luteinizing hormone, and it peters out. So you're right. The first few days, some guys, depending on how robust your pituitary is, it can last a week or two. Their testosterone levels go through the roof.
Oh, yeah. You feel good. They first give you the Lupron, and you feel good, but, I mean, it's for other reasons. But anyway, I remember, you know, Bob and I would talk every, you know, like I said, we'd talk once a month, and we'd have long conversations, usually on a Thursday or Friday afternoon for, you know, 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours. And I was explaining to him what I was going through with this Firmagon that, you know, every time I had to take the shot every 28 days, you know, I was useless for X number of days because I couldn't even go out. I couldn't even wear pants.
Modern.
You know, I'd have to wear, you know, loose fitting pants and tie it up through my shoulders because my stomach was too painful.
Wow.
And, you know, this and that. And then, you know, you're talking about the side effects. The side effects were so severe, you know, fatigue, muscle ache, joint ache.
Myalgia. Yeah, they get severe myalgia.
Yeah, everything like that.
But,
I had drops in blood pressure, and I almost checked out from a drop in blood pressure. I was in a restaurant in Connecticut on a Monday night. The place was empty, and I'm talking to some guys, and all of a sudden I start sweating, and it was a hot day, but the air conditioning was high, and I start seeing sparkles in front of my face, and then all I'm doing is hearing, and I'm hearing a guy yelling my name, and it's like somebody was turning down the volume. And next thing I knew, I hear a siren, and I look around. There's nobody in the restaurant, so I get up to walk out to see what's going on. I walk outside, and, you know, I said, wow, what's going on? Who's the ambulance for? They go, for you.
For you.
Oh, I feel fine. I said, I'm a little sweaty, and I jump around a bit. I said, look, I feel fine. So they take my pulse, the paramedic. Well, your pulse is fine. Can we take your blood pressure? And my blood pressure, after walking out there and jumping around, was 70 over 40.
Yeah, that's after that. That's funny.
So they thought I had a stroke or a heart attack. Yeah. So they asked me to take me in. I took me in, this and that. And when the doctor came in, he says, you on any medications? I said, he says, because everything's come up clean. I said, I'm on Firmagon. He goes, how long? I said, 7 months. He goes, oh, we're finding out. He goes, Firmagon's only been used, you know, less than 2 years right now. So it's still relatively new. And I remember telling all of this to Bob, and he's going, whoa. You know, and he would say to me, wow, I just have the skin cancer. He goes, they just cut it off. I'm fine. You know, he says, your thing is ongoing forever. Little did Bob know that his was festering in his system, and it turned into melanoma, and it was spreading all over the place.
Very sad. And I want to talk about that when we come back. And also I want to ask the two of you when we come back from the break, So you can think about this during the break. I want you to tell me a story about Bob that kind of synopsizes who he was as a person. Maybe a little funny anecdotal story that you have about Bob Kennedy. We're talking about Bob Kennedy during this first hour. Later in the show, Dr. Russell Ryder, the godfather of the pineal gland, is going to be talking about new research on melatonin. Is it really the best anti-aging pill for the money? We're going to find out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Wayne D'Amelia and Dennis Weiss, and we're talking about Bob Kennedy, who passed away in April. His contributions to physical culture as a publisher, as a devoted trainer, and a good friend to those. He gave a lot of people their start with his magazine. Dennis, you've known him for a long time. tell the audience something maybe they don't know about Bob, and maybe a little story about him that you think sums it up.
Well, I don't know about a story that sums it up, but he was a great practical joker. I know that.
Really?
Yep. He called me up late 1980s, disguised his voice. Now, I didn't know this was him doing it at the beginning. And he said, "This is so-and-so," and it was a male bodybuilder, IFBB pro, and he says, "I'm getting married to another bodybuilder," and he says, I'd like you to come down to the wedding and write it up for Muscle Mag." And of course my reaction was shock.
Oh, you wait, another bodybuilder, meaning another male bodybuilder?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And I think I know that Wayne knows who I'm talking about. Right, Wayne, late 1980s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so there was shock on my end, and I hung up the phone really quick. I was at work, and pretty quick, about 10 minutes later, the phone rings, and I get this all call that Robert Kennedy's on the phone, so I go pick up on another line, and here's Bob Kennedy on the line, and I can hear all these people laughing in the background, and what had happened was Bob had me on speakerphone, and so my reaction was heard by everybody in the Muscle Mag offices.
That's hilarious. Now, did he do that often to you, Dennis, or was that the one time he got you?
That was one time he got me, and then there was a few other times where I would get these calls from Canada from a supposed power lifter, but he'd be asking me questions, "Well, what do you think about Robert Kennedy at Muscle Mag?" And he was great at disguising his voice.
Wow.
I don't know if Wayne ever had occasion to have him do that kind of stuff, but I'd get these calls, and this guy had asked me different things, and of course I could never say anything bad about Bob because there was nothing bad to say, and then later on the calls quit coming in.
What do you
but
think?
Bob never admitted to that, so what? But yeah, that was his sense of humor.
What about that, Wayne? Did you know him as a practical joker? Was he a guy who liked a good chuckle?
No, I never knew him in that vein. I mean, in the beginning it was just, you know, magazine publisher and promoter, and, you know, we were coexisting and doing that. And you got to remember, during those time periods in the late 70s, early 80s, I was always at odds with the Weeders.
Yeah, I know.
Because the Weeders never wanted to let in other publications.
Right.
So if I was too friendly with any of them, I'd hear it from Ben, you know, why are you even bothered talking to these people?
In fact, I think I read that in Volume 2 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, when they talked about how you stepped up and became a very, very powerful promoter and started working with them. I think that Randy talked
about
that.
Well, my first night of Champions, Ben Weider goes to me, "Now remember, don't let any other magazines into the contest." And I said, "Well, how are we going to get any publicity, Ben?" "Well, if they want to read about an IFBB show, they got to read about an IFBB magazine." I said, "Well, what about if newspapers and any mainstream people want to come in?" And he goes, "Well, you know," he's trying to think, because he, in their small-minded way, you know, they thought that everybody had to buy their magazine to read about their contest. That's the way they thought about things. And I'm hearing things haven't changed too much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember Denny Walters from Muscle Training. I said, "Well, Denny Walters wants to come to the event." He goes, "Don't give him a press ticket." I said, "Well, what if he wants to buy a ticket?" And you got to remember, this is 1978, was before Ticketmaster.
Right.
So they either bought it through mail order or at the box office. He says, "If he sends you a check, send it back."
Oh, my God.
I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, what if he goes to the box office to buy a ticket?" And Ben goes, "Get a picture up of Denny Walters and put underneath it so they can put it in the box office. Don't sell a ticket to this guy." I said, "Like a most wanted poster."
Yeah,
goes,
yeah.
Yes, that's it. And, I mean, that was the mentality. Of course, I had to tell Ben, "That's against the law. I'm not doing it."
Yeah,
I said, "Unless
protectionism.
You sign a thing that I'll do it. And if Denny Walters brings a lawsuit, he sues you." And, of course, that made Weider back out. But that's what prevented me from having close relationships with Muscle Training or with Muscle Mag. And then when John Balick bought Iron Man, you know, Ben Weider hated him and everything. And I had been friends with John since don't know, 1973, 74. And here in 85, 86, he buys Iron Man, and Ben didn't want me to speak to him. You know, so my relationship with Bob Kennedy was always harnessed by the Weeders. You know, if I wanted to sit there and talk to him at the contest, Ben, you know, he'd have a tantrum, Ben.
Yeah.
So my relationship was not that close until the Weeders realized that the more publicity we got, the better it was for the event, that if all the magazines covered the event and all the magazines gave us editorial support prior and all the magazines, you know, gave us an ad, you know, they finally realized that. And it was at that point, sometime in the early mid 90s, that I was able to cultivate relationships with people, you know, that had other publications, because, you know, they were thinking so small minded.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's unfortunate. And I mean, when you read about, just to go off on a tangent a little bit, and what Randy's books are doing is giving you this opportunity. When you read about how the history of this sport is, the Weeders were no different than Hoffman, and he was no different than Bernard McFadden. And what's going on now is no different. It's like, if you're not with us, you're against us. We've got our little closed shop here. We don't want any real outside activity, because we don't want anybody to really look at what we're doing, because the select few that are making the money are happy, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, they're protecting their little fiefdom.
It's why the sport will never grow. And now the sport is in a total downturn, in which was that last long conversation I had with Bob before he was ill, was about, he was saying to me and asking my opinion, advice, this and that, you know, how low his circulations were getting, especially on Muscle Mag, and was questioning whether he should go digital or not.
Right.
You know, and I said, well, Bob, that's the way of the future. You're going to have to stay in existence. Everybody else is going to do it. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall. You know, you see how low the circulation of all the magazines are going. You know, either you go digital. Well, I mean, and bodybuilding has two problems. I mean, all print media has the problem that I could read things on my computer.
Right.
But you also got the drug issue. You know, no longer do we have the teenage guys that want to be bodybuilders no more. They all want to go into MMA, because in bodybuilding, the drug issue is so out of control, and there's no drug testing. And what parent wants their son to be a bodybuilder?
Yeah, but you know what, Wayne, I don't want to go too far off because we could really do a whole show on this, but I don't buy that, because there isn't a sport out there that isn't subject to the drug use any longer. And granted, the only reason why bodybuilding gets the bad rap, in my humble opinion, is because these guys aren't running a 50-meter. They're not, you know, they're doing it. The world looks at it like a pageant. Oh, it's just aesthetics. These guys are risking their health because they want to have bigger muscles, not because they you know, they want to row faster or they want to bike faster. And so that, I think that's what really goes wrong with bodybuilding. But
I think what you're saying is part of it. But
yeah,
still, the amount of drugs that's got to be taken. But it's caused, you know, Bob to think about what is he going to do in the future, because certain magazines, he expressed to me, were losing money.
I actually approached Bob a couple years ago. I don't know if it was at the Olympia or the Arnold. He was always very cordial, very nice to me, always gave me his business card, always told me to email him. I mean, the guy was just really a gem. Most people that I meet at these shows are not as cordial. They have a much larger sense of self than is true. And I said to him, I back then, you know, I was doing maybe 250,000 downloads a month. And his eyes went up. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, you know, I would love to produce a podcast for you. And he said to me, he said, that's interesting to me. He says, but right now my priority is digitizing the magazine. He said that to me. He said, my priority right now is he didn't say digitizing, but exploring a digital version of the magazine. And he was not going to be distracted from what he felt was the really critical issue, to keep his print world, alive. So, and I have a lot of respect for that. But
the crazy thing is, I mean, we had this conversation last week in January. 2 weeks later is when I started hearing rumors of his illness. I mean, I'll tell you exactly how I heard it. I mean, I got a text message from Paul Dillette saying, I hear Bob Kennedy is very ill, and I hear it's cancer. Mm. I called Paul up. I said, where'd you hear this from? And Paul goes, I heard it from Giles Thomas in England.
The photographer.
Giles has a big website there on bodybuilding in England. I said, well, where did Giles hear it from? Well, he heard it from Kevin Horton. I said, and Kevin Horton probably heard it from Peter McGough, and Peter McGough at the time was working for Muscle Mac.
Right.
So we called Gino, and Gino said, no, he's just got the flu, and people are exaggerating things and this and that. Okay, let it go. The rumors persisted throughout February, but I also knew that he was all excited when they called him in October and said, you know, you're going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Arnold Classic. He was very, very happy and enthused. And what most people didn't know is he had a very close relationship with Arnold. In fact, when Arnold was going through his troubles a year ago at this time, he was confiding heavily in Bob.
Yeah.
And at times calling Bob 2, 3, 4 times a day. I mean, that's how close their relationship was, that most people didn't see, because you didn't see them hanging around together that much.
Right, right. And the reality is that while Bob Kennedy's name implies that he may have some English-Irish heritage, he's actually German, right?
Partial, yeah. I don't think all German.
Oh, okay. But he was born in Germany, wasn't he?
I'm not sure where he was born.
Austria, I believe.
Austria,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to wrap up the interview. I want to talk about where you see the empire going now without the man who had the vision to build it driving the boat. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We will be right back.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing. Gets down to the nitty-gritty. Yeah, that's it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayini, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E. Today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. zero. Go to ageforce.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Russell Ryder. Right after this next break, we're going to be reinvestigating melatonin. I take it every night, man. It is so good for you. Okay. We're talking with Wayne D'Amelia and Dennis Weiss about the passing of Robert Kennedy. Okay, so where obviously this is he knew he had the skin cancer, but he never knew that it was the cancer was this kind of cancer where his life would be shortened to this degree. One has to imagine that a man with his empire has plans for these kind of things. Who takes over the helm now? Who has the vision? Who has the ability to keep things going? I'm going to turn this over to you, Dennis, first, because you worked with him in the writing business for so long.
Okay, what I'd like to do, Carl, is read a letter that I received from Wendy Morley at Robert Kennedy Publishing on April 13th, 2012.
Please.
Is it okay if I read this?
Of course, please.
Okay. And she is the director of book publishing. She says, "Dear Dennis, it is with our deepest sadness and regret that we announce the passing of Bob Kennedy, our president and founder, a true visionary. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his beloved wife, Tosca, and family. Sadly, he lost his heroic battle with cancer last night at his home, surrounded by his loving family. Mm. Bob was a rare person who powerfully touched the hearts and minds of us all. We are better people, having worked for and with him over the years, thanks to his guidance and love. Bob's life's work, dedication, and impact on bodybuilding, health, and fitness has been a source of inspiration to tens of millions of people, and his legacy shall continue through the company he founded and built, Robert Kennedy Publishing. Bob's publishing philosophy and creative vision has been instilled in RKP management and staff, and we will continue to develop and deliver innovative products, many unique to this industry in the same vein. Bob Kennedy's vision will live on. As we transition into this next chapter of RKP, Tosca Reno Kennedy will lead RKP as president and will assume ownership of the company. Trevor Ratz, who has been with RKP for the past 10 years and served as COO/CFO, will assume the role of interim CEO. Todd Hughes will continue to head up sales and marketing as our group publisher. Gino Edwards, a.k.a. Johnny Fitness, who has been with Bob over 56 years, will continue his focus on Muscle Mag and will additionally work to drive many elements of Bob's legacy, creative genius, and vision to all of our products as group creative advisor. Rest assured, the entire RKP team will remain strong and collectively committed to continue Bob's vision and mission with our various brands, products, and audience as per Bob's wishes. We are planning a celebration of life honoring Bob Kennedy's life in the coming weeks, and we hope you will join us in this time of reflection. Many have already stepped forward to speak on his behalf, including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. We will look forward. We will forward details as they become available. Your support at this time is greatly appreciated. We look forward to connecting with you soon. Sincerely, Wendy Morley, Director, Book Publishing, Robert Kennedy Publishing. And I just found out from one of the secretaries over at Muscle Mag that the celebration of life is going to be, I guess, June 9th in Los Angeles.
So now, what does anybody know what he, how they finished up with him? Will he be buried in a family plot? Did he want to be cremated? Any of that sort of stuff out there?
I don't know about that, Carl. I think probably if you could go on to Tosca Reno's Facebook,
mm-hmm.
I think she does a lot of posts on that, and there's probably a lot of information on those posts if you can go in and find her Facebook account.
Yeah, yeah. I'll check that out. I'm just curious. Wow, yeah. That's pretty amazing. So Wayne, what do you think? Is it easy for everybody to just move on, or was the man with the vision really still critical? Do you think that he really was involved on a day-to-day basis with the running of the magazine?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was day-to-day, and you know, a lot of what got done there and why people wanted to work there was because of Bob and Bob's easygoing, nice personality. And it was an enjoyable work environment. And now there's going to be a change. And no one knows how the change is going to be. And, you know, even if Bob lived, I mean, you know, the company had financial problems.
Right.
And so now you're taking the company to his wife being the leader, who doesn't have the expertise that Bob had, and you're wondering how is it going to work, because the financial problems are still there.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, you know, when Bob needed a favor from Gino, stay, work the weekend, we got to do this. Of course, he'd do it. He's his buddy.
Right.
You know, will they do that for someone else?
Yeah, those are all valid questions. You're not implying anything.
Saying this is the way it is, yeah. When you have a business that's basically a
personality.
The individual is
right.
The business.
Right.
You know, and then that individual is gone. You know, how will it all work? You know, I don't know his wife's what kind of expertise she has in the publishing field. You know, obviously not to the level of Bob. You know, there's a lot of questions there.
Yeah.
You know, you just hope for the best for everyone involved, because there's a lot of people.
Well,
that are
and something
there,
and something that you very something you very accurately point out, and I think Dennis would agree too. The print industry is really suffering all the way around, from newspapers to every magazine. You know, subscriptions are down. Print media guys are struggling to find ways, creative ways. To increase circulation and subsequently increase advertising revenues, those challenges don't go away with his passing. Those challenges are there, and so you know, it's not just the loss of the visionary, the person who was driving the boat, because clearly the people around him that have worked long enough can go through the motions and at least operate at that level. But at the same time, the industry that they're in is undergoing a great change in the landscape. And it takes that visionary quite often to make that transition, because somebody who's like Bob Kennedy, who had a vision that got him this successful, saw past it and knew what the next steps needed to be. And a lot of times you can't teach somebody that visceral navigation, if you will, for lack of better terms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The other thing we don't know the financial situation of that publishing company.
Yeah.
Like I said, I had two long conversations with Bob, the one in January, and then when he didn't show up at the Arnold, that's when it hit everyone that he's really sick.
Yeah.
And I called, I had Bob's cell phone number. He didn't pick it up.
Hey, you know what? I'm getting waved at by my producer. We're running out of time on this interview. Okay. I'm sorry to cut it so abruptly, but I was so into the conversation I wasn't paying attention to the clock here. We have to pull the plug on this interview. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show and talking about this very, very dear and personal relationship that you've had with Bob Kennedy, and hopefully his efforts will continue in the publishing industry, and we'll have these magazines around for a long time. Dennis Weiss, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
And, of course, Wayne D'Amelia, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's especially exciting to finally have you on the air.
And in closing, let me just say one thing about Bob.
Please.
You can't find anyone to say a bad word about him.
I know that. I know. I'm finding that. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Russell Ryder on, And we'll be talking about melatonin and the pineal gland. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Come on, I feel like busting loose. Just bust the move. Come on, I feel like busting loose.
Bust it.
This here's a jam for all the DJs. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Come
this
on.
Here's a jam for all the
DJs.
Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Come on.
Okay, smarty, go to a party.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to part two of an interview that's been in the making for many years now. I have him on the phone again. Affectionately known as the godfather of the pineal gland. See, I remembered that, Dr. Ritter.
You bet.
I'm sorry, Ryder. I always do that. Anyway, and that's thanks to the melatonin I take. My brain is working. Dr. Russell Ryder, who has published more papers on the pineal gland and its favorite hormone, melatonin, than any other individual to date. How are you, sir?
I'm doing absolutely great. And the melatonin is likewise doing very well.
There you go. Now, what I want to recap on some of the stuff that we talked about the first time for those who haven't heard that show in replay, because we do re-air that show from time to time because I feel that the information there was so valuable. Melatonin is produced by the pineal gland as a result of changes in night and day, correct?
That's correct, and that's an issue. That's a very important issue. Melatonin is exclusively produced at night, but you have to be in darkness. And what people have done in the well-developed countries of the world is they misuse light. In other words, when the sun sets this afternoon, certainly all of your listeners will turn on a light
right
before they go to bed, and that will defer the rise in melatonin. If they get up early in the morning, it may also be dark, and they turn on a light, and that immediately causes a cessation of melatonin. So what humans are doing is becoming relatively melatonin deficient because we are not allowing ourselves to be exposed to the appropriate amount of darkness. In other words, there's more darkness in our environment than we allow it to happen by virtue of our use of artificial light. So we are becoming relatively melatonin deficient.
Now let's talk about that for a second. The melatonin, or the lack thereof, has been linked to a large number of diseases that are very, very common in today's society. Why don't you kind of just give us the Reader's Digest short list of what has been linked to melatonin deficiencies?
Certainly, those that are of significant interest include cancer. Breast cancer is particularly widely studied in reference to melatonin. Melatonin has a strong inhibitory effect on breast cancer in females and in prostate cancer in males, of course. And interestingly, there's evidence also that excessive light exposure at night also leads to an acceleration of these cancers. In other words, maybe it's the inhibition of melatonin by light at night that is causing it. But beyond cancer, melatonin is also a very good antioxidant, and there's evidence that it will slow neurodegenerative diseases that have a free radical component. Free radicals are things derived from oxygen. Actually, you breathe oxygen, and a small part of that oxygen is converted to these very toxic free radicals, and antioxidants are designed to neutralize those so they don't do damage. And free radicals are part and parcel of a large number of neurodegenerative diseases. We lose the ability to produce melatonin as we age, and there's now the suggestion, and certainly some evidence, that loss of melatonin with age may be contributing to neurodegenerative conditions, because melatonin would normally scavenge the radicals that are participating in the development of neurodegeneration. So that's certainly a big area of interest as well. And there are others that we could discuss likewise.
Well, I want to inject something here, no pun intended. Adele Musa, who was a contributor to this show, did a post in a blog, and we did a show on it, about a new designer antioxidant that is affectionately called the soccer ball molecule. And this antioxidant is universally adaptable, so you don't need vitamin C to scavenge the vitamin E slash, you know, so on and so forth.
Right, right,
it does
right.
Everything by itself, and it actually replenishes itself on top of that. So when they gave it to rats, it extended the lifespan of the rats by 100%. So now they're saying, well, maybe we were right originally. You know, antioxidants can potentially prolong life through the slower degradation of the body. Now, something I learned from you when you were on the show the first time was that melatonin is one of the only antioxidants that successfully crosses the blood-brain barrier, correct?
Melatonin very effectively crosses the blood-brain barrier, and some others do not. For example, vitamin E. You have to take a lot of vitamin E for a long period of time before you increase the amounts in the brain. But melatonin, 10 minutes after you take it, it's flooding the brain. So, yes, you are correct.
And, in fact, if it wasn't, you wouldn't get sleepy, right? I mean, technically, you wouldn't get sleepy if it didn't get into the brain.
Well, that's right, because the mechanisms that involve sleep in reference to melatonin are certainly in the central nervous system, so it has to get in there to modulate sleep.
Now, is the is the current understanding about the cessation of melatonin production, you know, the chicken and egg, is it that melatonin slows down and subsequently we age, or as we age, does melatonin slow down, in your humble opinion?
Yeah, that's a very good question. In other words, is the reduction of melatonin a consequence of brain aging, or is brain aging a consequence of the drop in melatonin? We think that's actually the same thing. What happens, it becomes a vicious cycle. The amount of melatonin produced in the pineal gland, which is part of the brain, of course, is regulated by the central nervous system. As the brain ages, the ability of the brain to tell the pineal gland to produce melatonin is hindered. It is interrupted. And as a consequence, there's less melatonin now to protect the brain from further degeneration. Oh. So this becomes, we think, a vicious cycle. Less melatonin, more brain damage. More brain damage, less melatonin yet. So this is the way we currently explain it. And melatonin, of course, is widely used as a supplement for the purpose of, you know, your issue about prolonging life, that's not the goal necessarily. The goal is to maintain a healthy life while we're alive.
Right.
If we happen to live longer, fine. But the really important thing is to be healthy while you are surviving.
And I agree 100%. I'm not, when we talk about longevity, we're really not talking about vanity and longevity. We're talking about staving off age-related diseases longer so that we have a full and active life up until the last days of life. So there's no, I'm with you on that one completely.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think there's probably no one in your audience that's wanted to live the last 15 years of their life with Alzheimer's disease. You want to defer that certainly as long as you can. Any of those diseases, you want to defer as long as you can.
Now, since you invoked the Alzheimer's disease nomenclature here, it's when we first talked years ago, there were some inklings that there was some sort of relationship between melatonin and Alzheimer's disease. Has that been elucidated since then?
Well, certainly the number of studies have increased markedly, and not only in terms of Alzheimer's, but in terms of Parkinson, which is also has a very strong free radical component, and diseases such as Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, which is also free radical based. There's now tests in all of these situations where melatonin will defer the progression of these diseases based on the measures that can be done. In humans, the studies are more difficult because the measures, the things you can actually measure, are more difficult to do. In animal studies, for example, we can take the brain after the fact and measure certain things. In humans, we have to look at the behavior of the individuals and so forth. But, for example, sundowning in Alzheimer's disease, we know that is improved by treating these individuals with melatonin, and also the slow cognitive decline that occurs is also slowed by taking melatonin.
Before we go into the first break, is there any research emerging that shows any linkage between insulin, the insulinogenic response at night, and melatonin? We know that humans produce the majority of their insulin during sleep. And then we also know that individuals who work a graveyard shift, for instance, are much more readily develop insulin resistance. Is there a link between melatonin's ability to modulate or attenuate insulin function and sensitivity?
That's interesting, because that is happens to be a very active area of research. And in fact, now there is evidence that insulin sensitivity may be influenced by melatonin. I suspect it's influenced by a lot of things, but melatonin is seemingly a very important component of that insulin system, insulin glucose system. For example, melatonin promotes what is called the GLUT4 receptor. The GLUT4 receptor is important for the uptake of glucose into a cell, and glucose in a cell is very important. And melatonin, in fact, influences those processes that determine glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity of cells.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, let's do this. I want to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, just for a moment, I want to harken back to one of the original studies that was done where they took the pineal glands of young rodents and put them in older rodents, and it extended life. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder. He is known as the godfather of the pineal gland, and there's a reason, because there's nobody else on this planet who knows more about it and its primary hormone, melatonin, than he. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin.
You bet.
Good stuff. Been around for a long time. And what kind of piqued everybody's interest into melatonin was one particular study, right, Dr. Ryder?
Well, I know the study you're referring to. You're talking about the pineal transplantation study.
Yeah. Pinealectomy or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, what they did, what this particular individual did, is he took old animals. He took the pineal, surgically removed them, then took the pineal gland out of the young animals and put in the old pineal. Then he took the young pineals and put them in the old animals. His observations suggested that the old animals now began to become younger And the young animals with the old pine needles age much faster.
Really?
And he claimed that there's an aging clock in the pineal gland. Well, this has never been confirmed by anyone else.
Never reproduced.
Never reproduced. And I don't know if anybody's tried. And the reason scientists have not tried is they have a hard time imagining that, in fact, you could actually reverse aging. Slowing down aging process is one thing, but to actually reverse it, that's a whole different ballgame. So I think there's a lot of skepticism among scientists, including myself, about that particular study. Now, the individual who did the study, in his defense, he claims that, well, you guys are all criticizing me, but nobody's tried to replicate it. You know, this is his argument, yeah, which has also some validity. But it's, like I say, for a scientist to accept that observation is, in fact, very difficult. And that's true for me and many others in the field. I think the real benefit is that if you can keep melatonin levels at a young age by supplementing in advanced age, you may be able to slow the processes that contribute to aging. But actually reversing, becoming younger, that's a different ballgame.
You know, the reason I don't buy, okay, I think there is some ability to reverse the operational, the functional processes of the body to a younger time, but I don't think you're going to wake up one morning and the sagging skin is going to be gone and your hair is not going to be gray anymore, because once those changes change, you can't just reverse those. But with that being said, just out of curiosity, the production of telomerase and the understanding of telomere length and the constant replication of DNA and right, its contribution to aging,
right,
has pretty well been established now. Has there any research out there that links melatonin to telomerase or telomere length?
That's a very, very important question. What happens, cells, cancer cells in particular, are very, very clever. They are very different from normal cells. Normal cells have a relatively low level of telomerase. Telomerase is the enzyme that increases the length of telomeres at the end of linear chromosomes. All chromosomes in the nucleus are linear. And this telomerase, this telomere at the end, strengthens or makes these chromosomes resistant to damage. So you want long telomeres. But in normal cells, the telomerase activity is relatively low. Well, it so happens that melatonin does stimulate telomerase in normal cells. Now, there's only a couple of studies, and this is one area that should be strongly exploited.
Yes.
I think as we do more research, that we're going to find, in fact, that melatonin has a significant impact on telomerase activity. And that being the case, we anticipate that, in fact, the chromosomes will be less susceptible to damage, which, of course, that damage is what contributes to aging. So, again, evidence that we may be able to slow down the process.
Well, the real magic in what you said is this. There are telomerase activators out there nowadays, including astragalus, which are being promoted and consumed by even me. There's a very expensive supplement called TA65, which is a very, very concentrated version of astragalus that has the astragalocytes that have been implicated in increasing telomerase. But these increase telomerase indiscriminately throughout the entire body. Now, there are those who say, well, this could promote cancer, and I don't necessarily believe that because of something you just said in a moment ago, and that is cancer cells are already immortal. They don't need me to increase telomerase to get them any more immortal. But what you said, which is really intriguing to me, is that melatonin may actually be selective in that it increases telomerase in healthy cells.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Kyle, because this is a very important point. In fact, we and others have now shown that in cancer cells, see, this is what I was saying about cancer cells. They're more clever. They actually upregulate, increase the activity of telomerase to increase telomere length to make them more resistant to damage. But what melatonin does in cancer cells, it downregulates telomerase. So it has a differential effect in cancer cells versus normal cells. Now, the question is, how does this system work that it can increase, in fact, in normal cells and diminish in cancer cells? We don't know the mechanism, but it's clear that that's the way it operates.
That is exciting.
And the TA65, for example, those things that you mentioned, I haven't seen those only because I haven't looked. I don't know those data on telomerase. But if, in fact, they stimulate telomerase in normal cells and do not do it in cancer cells, then it would be a significant benefit, obviously.
I don't think they do. I think that they stimulate the production of telomerase indiscriminately of the cell status, in my humble opinion. But they're just promoted as telomerase activators. Let's talk about something else for a minute that my audience will love, and you probably can tell that by some of the commercials for testosterone and everything, and libido. We know that when we are the youngest, up until about the first decade of life, we produce the highest amounts of melatonin. This is probably why children can sleep on their mom's shoulder in a crowded room and be sound asleep. But as melatonin starts to dip, if you will, this heralds puberty. What exactly is the relationship between melatonin and sex hormones, for instance?
Well, that's a difficult, well, it's not a difficult question to answer. In humans, the association is much less clear than it is in animals. I'll give you an example. If you're a hunter, you know that they shed their antlers and they grow their reproductive organs at certain times of the year for breeding.
Right.
And that's determined by the light-dark cycle, the changing duration of light and darkness. And it's the melatonin signal that determines those seasonal variations in reproductive capacity in all those seasonal reproducing animals, and there are a lot of them. Humans, however, are not seasonal reproducers. We indiscriminately reproduce throughout the year. So the implications that melatonin has substantial effects on the sex hormones is not nearly as clear in humans as it is in animals. Now, there were a couple of studies about 25 years ago by a group in the Netherlands claiming that melatonin could be used in combination with progestins as a contraceptive. Now, again, that concept has never borne fruit. There seems to be some drop in melatonin during puberty, but whether that's consequential in terms of pubertal development is still undecided. In reference, I'm glad you mentioned about children efficacy of sleep, because I want to bring up one other thing. There are parents or grandparents listening who should take this really seriously. To allow children at these young ages to sleep with the lights on because they're intimidated by darkness, and there are some parents who do that, that really should never be allowed. We need light and we need darkness, because darkness, of course, relates to melatonin production and circadian rhythms. And when you do this to children, allow them to sleep with the lights on, you are destroying their melatonin rhythm, altering their circadian rhythms, and that may be impacting a lot of different things later in life.
And just think for a moment. I mean, you must be aghast, because you understand this. You work so intimately and you try to promote this message. Just think about the number of parents who allow their children to stay up 10, 11 o'clock at night or on the computer or watching television, go to sleep, and then they get them up at 6 a.m. in the morning to send them to school. And we're talking about middle school age children who are not getting enough sleep at all. The potential domino effect on their health later on in life from the lack of melatonin production.
Lack of melatonin and lack of sleep. Certainly, they work in concert. I mean, melatonin production at night is not, it promotes sleep, but sleep is not required for melatonin production. In other words, if you're in darkness at night, you produce melatonin whether you sleep or not. But sleep deprivation is, in fact, an important aspect of good health. So when you stay up excessively late, you are depriving yourself of some melatonin, you're becoming relatively melatonin deficient, and you're sleep deprived. And that combination is not, as you say, a good idea for any age, but particularly for developing individuals.
Does melatonin have any effect on libido? Now, obviously, libido has a lot more to do with neuroendocrine hormones like dopamine, serotonin, and some estrogen and testosterone participation. Any linkage between melatonin and libido?
Direct relationship, maybe not, but indirect, yes. In other words, obviously, if you get a good night's sleep, you're more likely to engage in such activity in the morning. In other words, there is a relationship, but I don't know if there's a direct effect of melatonin on libido per se.
Yeah, it's extrinsic.
If you take melatonin, it's a secondary effect.
Yeah. One last question before we go into the break. Wes Scott just posted on Facebook. He says, "Can you please ask Dr. Ryder if melatonin releases growth hormone when taken during a workout?" Now, let me just preface this. There was an article in an exercise magazine a couple years ago where individuals took 3 milligrams of melatonin and then performed very, very heavy barbell squats, and they found out that they were able to squat, output a great deal more energy when using the melatonin, and also some hormone levels may have been implicated in there. I am not a proponent of taking it and squatting naturally, and this is not your area either, but is there any indication that using melatonin during daylight hours has any benefits at all in either performance or, let's say, growth hormone production?
It may. That's another area of intense interest right now. I'll explain it in several different levels. For example, there was just a study out of Spain, Granada, Spain, which was published in a high-caliber journal where individuals who were doing long-distance races on bicycles up into the Sierra Nevada mountains around Granada, their performance was better when, in fact, they took melatonin, in the sense that when they measured things in their blood at the end of the study of the exercise, there was less damage to certain cellular types. What happens in those situations, again, you use a lot of oxygen. Oxygen is a precursor of these toxic free radicals, and there's a lot of damage done to tissues and cells during intense exercise. And there was evidence that if you treated these individuals with melatonin before the race, in fact, they reduced the amount of damage that was done.
Wow.
Now, the implication is that, for example, athletes who have to perform on a nightly basis may be able to have more stamina if they, in fact, would take melatonin. So there is some evidence. It's becoming a little bit more commonplace now that melatonin may be useful during the day as well. I'll give you one other example.
Please.
There was a study. Okay, you go ahead and.
No, please.
Okay.
Give it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There was a study several years ago by another group out of Leon, Spain. Another individual who I know who is a very good scientist. What they did is they measured glycogen in various organs. Glycogen is a precursor of glucose, and when you exercise strenuously, you use all your glucose and you start to break down glycogen to replenish the glucose. Well, when they treated, these were animals that they severely exercised, they found that when they severely exercise, if they treat them with melatonin, they found that their glycogen stores were kept longer. In other words, they had more functional reserve during long-duration exercise. We even joked at one time that maybe melatonin will become a drug of abuse, for example, during long-distance runs, mm-hmm. the marathon,
mm-hmm.
where at the end you'd have more functional reserve because you had not used all your glycogen. And it wouldn't be a drug of abuse in the classic sense because it's a normal molecule in the body.
Right.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would imagine that, again, I have to believe that that's a result of reduction in oxidative stress.
Absolutely.
And there's a more efficient process occurring in the utilization of the glycogen. So
you're absolutely right.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions for Dr. Russell Ryder. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. It is still, in my humble opinion, dollar for dollar, penny for penny, the best supplement you can take. And we're going to talk about supplementation in just a moment. I have one other question, if there's any research on melatonin and its effect on mitochondria function, biogenesis, size, any of those things.
Mitochondria, of course, are the source of most of the free radicals that cells produce because oxygen is metabolized to ATP, energy, in mitochondria. During that process, you have the escape of some what are called electrons that reduce nearby oxygen to generate these free radicals. So that is a very, very important site of damage in cells, the mitochondria. We now know that melatonin is differentially distributed within cells. It's not equally distributed, in other words. And mitochondria is one organelle in the cell where melatonin is relatively higher than, for example, in what is called a cytosol.
Mm.
And what makes that important is because mitochondria are the site of free radical generation, the fact that melatonin is there is really very important in terms of reducing oxidative stress. So yes, there's a lot of work now on melatonin actions at the mitochondrial level.
Now, it's well understood that melatonin has a protective effect in individuals who are hyperthyroid, that it actually can mute, if you will, the damaging effects of very, very high thyroid hormone levels, correct?
That's correct. Of course, when you increase basal metabolism, you also increase oxygen utilization and you produce more free radicals. So melatonin, being a scavenger, would in fact reduce the damage from hyperthyroidism.
Now, but with that being said, and we're going to get into dosing and timing in a moment as well. And obviously, this is still unfolding. It's always changing. Even last time we talked about it, you were very cautious in saying, look, we really don't know, but this is what we think and so on. But
right.
But that being said, it could, someone who is euthyroid, has normal thyroid function, if they were to take excessive amounts of melatonin, could that actually create a hypothyroid environment?
Never been known to exist. That's a reasonable question, because people are starting to take more and more melatonin for various reasons. And fortunately, we have not found, even many, many studies have now shown that melatonin given to humans have no apparent highly negative downsides. You may get a little sleepy and so forth, but there's never been a case, for example, of hypothyroidism generated as a consequence of melatonin consumption. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but certainly of all the human studies that have been done, that would have been noticed by now.
Yeah.
And believe me, there just aren't no studies to suggest that would be the case.
Melatonin has a reciprocal relationship with the adrenal hormones like DHEA, correct?
Well, there's some interaction. It's like I said before, they're not as clear. Really, DHEA is a sex hormone too, like testosterone. And the observations in humans are a lot less clear than they are in animals. But I don't think, for example, that melatonin inhibits significantly the production of DHEA. I know a lot of people are interested in that molecule, so there's no negative interactions that are known.
Now, when you first came on the show, we talked, you and I both openly discussed our own personal melatonin use. And back then, you were saying that you had been taking 6 milligrams of melatonin every night for many, many years. How long have you been supplementing with melatonin now?
I've been taking it for 19 years. I started it when we discovered that melatonin was, in fact, a potent antioxidant. And, of course, the fact that it diminishes with age. So I thought, well, I want to certainly keep my melatonin levels at a youthful level. And if it's a good antioxidant, that's so much the better. So
yes, you were taking 6 milligrams at that point in time. Can I ask how old you are, please, Dr. Ryder?
I'm 75.
Okay, 75.
Yeah.
Have you noticed anything since you've been supplementing, anything you could point to and say, you know, anecdotally, I think that these positive benefits have been a result of my melatonin supplementation?
That is also an interesting question. By virtue of the fact, in science, we always like to have a control.
Right.
An individual identical to me who is not taking melatonin to see if I'm in fact better. We have no control for me.
Right.
In other words, but on the other hand, I will say that individuals around me claim that I act and look much younger than my age.
Yeah.
Now, genetics plays obviously a big part of your general well-being as you age also. So it's hard to say whether, in fact, I'm better, but certainly I feel very well. I have no serious diseases. I still travel extensively and experience minimal jet lag and so forth. So I think energy-wise, I exceed what most 75-year-olds have. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Now, you take more than 6 milligrams a night now, correct?
I do. I've been increasing that as I get older, you know, because there are diseases of the aged that I want to reduce the likelihood of giving if melatonin has that effect. And certainly from animal studies suggest that melatonin would be beneficial in deferring those. So I'm now up to 20 milligrams. But there are individuals who work in this field who have diabetes. Diabetes is especially free radical related disease. And they take 100 milligrams of melatonin every night. I think we're going to see more and more people taking more melatonin as the research progresses. Certainly diabetes is one of those diseases where you can develop blindness, you can lose your extremities, and all that is free radical based. And again, in animal studies, it's easy to create at least type 1 diabetes, and you can prevent most of that damage with melatonin.
That's amazing.
So diabetics would be a situation where people should begin to think maybe they should be taking melatonin.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. What is the site of action of melatonin that makes that imparts sleep? Does the melatonin, the pineal gland, produce actually act on the pineal gland, or does it act on another area of the brain that imparts the sleepiness?
It acts on another area of the brain. It's generally considered that melatonin, to promote sleep, acts on what is called a suprachiasmatic nucleus. That's your biological clock.
Sure, yeah.
Right behind your eyes on the base of the brain. Very small nuclear groups. They are also the ones that determine our circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythms are very important for optimal health also. That's another problem with light at night. You are altering your circadian rhythms. A lot of things conspire to generate poor health in light-polluted areas. You're suppressing your melatonin, of course. You're depriving yourself of sleep. You're becoming sleep deficient. And you are disturbing your circadian rhythms. And that combination, over the course of a long period, has clear health consequences. Circadian biologists now are describing many diseases that are aggravated by this combination of things: melatonin suppression, sleep deficiency, and of course circadian disruption, or what is called chronodisruption.
Yeah, and you know what? I learned. I wrote an article many years ago about sleep and the circadian rhythm, and what I also learned is not only does disruption of circadian rhythm affect the milieu of hormones that are produced, but it also affects the receptor sites that they're supposed to engage. It actually can reduce the affinity of those receptors to their target hormone. So it's kind of like a double whammy. Not only does your body not produce enough of these hormones, for instance, but the receptors that should be benefiting from the whatever hormones you're producing are ignorant to the hormone. They just don't see it. They don't pick it up, and it doesn't work.
You're absolutely right. I cannot emphasize strongly enough the importance of regular 24-hour cycles in your body.
Yeah.
Again, something that's being totally destroyed by excessive use of light. And it gets worse in the following sense, Carl. I mentioned staying up late at night, then going to bed. You should sleep in darkness and getting up in the morning, turn the light on. You have a relatively short and dark period. But what's even worse or just as bad is getting up in the middle of the night for some reason and turning on a light for a short duration. At least once you go to bed at night, you should sleep in darkness and stay in darkness till you get up. There should be no interruption of that dark period.
I'm with you on that. I sleep in complete darkness, and I do not, if I have to get up and use the facility in the middle of the night, I know where everything is well enough now where I can do it in the dark. I do not turn the lights on, because once I turn the lights on, I can't get back to sleep.
No. That makes a big difference. And this idea that in the past they said if you can't go to sleep, turn a light on and read a book. Absolutely
ridiculous.
Incorrect in terms of what we know now about our physiology. We should not do that.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about timing of the doses, and then also what may be the most exciting on the horizon for melatonin. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0
2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, Muscle Gauge Nutrition is giving away $600 in free product. The drawing will occur on May 31st. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and enter your information to be entered into the drawing. $600 worth of their products. Anything you want, whey protein powders, multivitamins. They've got everything in the Muscle Gauge Nutrition store. So check that out. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder. Dr. Ryder, I suspect, and I've always had this suspicion, that because melatonin production has a rhythm and a timing, that supplementing with it may also require some attention to timing. Is that true? I mean, I take mine right before bed. Am I making a mistake? Should I be taking it at dusk?
Not at all. Obviously, since it's elevated normally during darkness at night, people generally advocate taking melatonin at bedtime, so it goes up at night like it normally does in individuals. And for sleep, that is certainly the case. In other words, to promote sleep, and it doesn't do this in everyone. It doesn't promote sleep successfully in everyone. They estimate that 65% of the people benefit from its sleep-promoting benefits. And apparently that relates to the fact that the timing of melatonin administration and its efficacy in promoting sleep depends on what you mentioned earlier, the sensitivity of the receptors. So if it's taken at the proper circadian time, it promotes sleep. If it's taken when the receptors are less sensitive, it may be less efficacious in promoting sleep. But nevertheless, you're right. You generally take it when you sleep. On the other hand, having said that, I think I mentioned earlier that these cyclists doing severe exercise took melatonin during the day. And I think we're going to see more of that in the future. At this point, I would not advocate the regular individual experiment with this and take melatonin during the day because it does set also the circadian clock. So it should be taken routinely if you're going to take it at bedtime. And that should be about the same time every night. In other words, let's take Carl as an example. If one night you're very tired and you decide to go to bed at 8:30, so you take your melatonin at 8, and the next night you're out partying till 4 in the morning and take your melatonin at 3:30, that, of course, it disrupts your circadian rhythm.
Right.
When you take melatonin, it should be relatively uniform in terms of time that it is taken.
So much is being learned about the environment in which the fetus forms, and so much more responsibility is being placed on mothers to observe proper nutrition, dietary habits, exercise, and so on as they begin to birth a child, much more so than my parents. My mom smoked and took Librium when she was pregnant with me. Imagine how smart I would have been.
Yeah,
Dr. Ryder.
Can you imagine?
I know. But anyway, so with that being said, is there any emerging science out there that points to anything in the childbearing mother in her adherence to producing adequate levels of melatonin while building this little body inside her?
You're very clever. You ask good questions. Indeed. Melatonin goes through the placenta. It influences the developing clock in the brain of the fetus and determines their rhythms, which then, after the child is born, determines its ability to develop regular circadian rhythms.
Oh.
We've known this for a number of years. And melatonin, we also know, protects the fetus from free radical damage. In animals, again, you can do studies to create free radical damage in the fetus. You give melatonin to the mother, it goes through the placenta, scavenges free radicals also in the fetus. I think what you're saying, and this is very important, during pregnancy, mothers should also maintain a regular light-dark cycle, just like we're talking for other individuals. They shouldn't be up until late at night. Again, during evolution, all of us were only exposed to a regular light-dark cycle that is determined by the rising and the setting of the sun. We developed a clock, the suprachiasmatic nucleus, to take advantage of this information. Well, with excessive light pollution, we are subverting the function of that basic mechanism, the clock, and, of course, at the same time, suppressing our melatonin. Light dark cycle regularly maintained is very important for optimal health because of the effects on circadian rhythmicity, melatonin production, and sleep.
You know what's really funny? We are, especially on this show, we promote ancestral diets. A lot of people like to call it a paleo diet. There is emerging research now that shows that exercising for an hour in the morning and then sitting behind a desk for 8 hours actually switches your DNA into a place where you will store body fat and not take advantage of to the fullest the exercise
right.
you did in the morning. So now there's this new emerging trend now. They're calling it the hunter-gatherer lifestyle to promote better health, which is get up and move around every so often, get up and go for a walk every so often, even if you have to do jumping jacks next to your desk, which I do here during the commercial breaks, by the way.
Right.
So with that being said, we've also talked about on this show turning the lights off in the house and letting the house get dark as the sun goes down and going to sleep based on that. What do you think about that as a modality for overall health?
I think that's a very good idea, but I don't think anybody will do it. Therein lies the rub. You mentioned about hunter-gatherer. I think that emphasizes this point that I mentioned. During evolution, we ate much healthier. We also were regulated by the light-dark environment, and we've subverted our diet, our light-dark environment, our sleep time, our melatonin rhythm, our circadian biology, and everything else. And there's a price to pay. There is a physiological price to pay when you abuse these things all of your life, and you expect, well, when you're doing it, you don't feel very badly. But if you do it long enough, for many years, the physiology will be affected.
Yeah, and that's when all the changes occur.
That's when all the changes occur.
Dr. Ryder, on a closing note, what do you think is the most exciting on the horizon right now when we talk about melatonin, the pineal gland, and it's the etiology of diseases, for instance? What is the most exciting right now on your radar?
Well, certainly the obesity metabolic syndrome. Again, sleep determines obesity. Melatonin has an effect on obesity because of its effect on something called brown adipose tissue, which we now know humans have. And metabolic syndrome is a consequence of obesity and or vice versa. And this is a very active area of interest as well.
Yeah, very good. Dr. Ryder, let's not wait so long, okay?
Okay.
And it's always a pleasure to speak to you, and we learned so much, and I want everybody to continue to take your melatonin. So there you go. Dr. Ryder, thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Keep supplementing with your melatonin however you get it. It's important. And keep listening to Superhuman Radio, because we'll have another show for you tomorrow. See you then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.